Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016, right outside the Recluse Cigar Booth with Scott Weeks. Scott, how's everything going?
Everything's going good, man. Business is smoking.
You look fresh, man. It's day three. You still look pretty fresh.
It's turd polish is what I call it, man, you know? It makes it look good, but it's still a turd underneath, you know? So it's called false motivation, five-hour energy. Yeah. You know, get that five-hour energy black about halfway through the show. You get where you can't trust a fart after a while, you know? So that's how we're rolling, baby. Mach 5 with our hair on fire.
We're off to a good start. So tell us about some of these cigars. You've got so much stuff happening right now.
Okay, so I was an independent manufacturer's rep for 20 years on the road, and my dad did it for 40 years. My grandpa did it for 20 years. And, you know, we had built enough people's brands over those years, and I decided to take all of that knowledge that I had learned in my career and try and figure out a way to build a better mousetrap. And there's a couple of things that that separate our factory from most other factories in the world, Rob. One of the things is that every leaf of tobacco in the world has ammonia in it. And you got to get that ammonia out. And you do that during the fermentation process. Now, most factories ferment for 1 to 6 months, which is really good. But my factory is the only factory in the world that ferments every leaf in the cigar except for the wrapper for 2 years.
Wow.
So anytime the end consumer, which is you guys, smokes one of our cigars, you get all the flavor of the blend, but you don't get any of the baggage that goes along with it, so you get out clean every time. The second thing that we do is we only roll cigars in the old Cuban tradition. Some people call it entubar, entubao, entubado, but basically what it is, most factories, what they do is they do a process called bunching, and that's taking the filler leaf and folding it, okay, and then they bunch it and then put the binder on it and put it in the press. What we do is that process, the old Cuban roll from 100 years ago, and that's taking each filler leaf by hand and rolling them separately. And then you pull those separate rolls together, and then you put the binder leaf on it, and then you put it in the press. What that does is that gives you guaranteed airflow up and down the cigar. So we call our cigars mini vacations. We don't want the end consumer to get off of work at the end of the day, and they get one of our cigars, which they pay good money for. And by the way, the price point is very reasonable. It's $7, $8, $9. And so we don't want the end consumer to get off of work at the end of the day and then fight with a cigar and go back to work. We want them going on a mini vacation, and that's what we do. As a matter of fact, our cigars, because of the way we roll them and the way we do the cap, you don't even have to cut our cigars. Basically, you can, because our cigars are box pressed and the way we do the cap and the roll, all you do is squeeze the corners and the flap pops open like the back of a pair of long johns. And you just pull the flap off and you light it up and you're ready to go. You know, cutter proof. You never have to have a cutter. Now,
awesome.
As you can see by the cabinet here, this is the Amadeus Connecticut. It's one of the very few box press Connecticut cigars in the world. There's two or three of them, but it's very difficult to do. That's why not a lot of people want to do it, because the Connecticut wrapper is very sensitive and it breaks very easily. So we take this through a five-stage pressing process. And you might ask yourself, well, why do they do that to get the box press? A lot of people think box press is to keep the cigar from rolling around on the table, but that's not what it is.
That's a fringe benefit.
Right. The bottom line is, what you need to for box pressing a cigar, you need three things for combustion: fuel, air, and heat. So if you take a round cigar and you press it, then that compresses the airspace in the blend. Now, why you want to do that is it forces the cigar to burn slower and burn cooler. Now, you guys out there in internet land probably had a cigar before that had a strawberry on the end of it where it's lit all the way to a point and it goes down like the top of a volcano and the cigar's burning hot, it's getting bitter and stuff like that. That's why we box press, so that that doesn't happen. Now, if you do that box pressing with the slow cool burn in conjunction with a bunch filler, the draw is still good, which is that folded filler. The draw is still good, but it never lives up to its full potential. Where the magic happens is when you take that box pressing and you combine it with entubao, then you get a cigar that burns slower, burns cooler, and has an effortless draw. And then with the 2 years of fermentation, you get all the flavor with none of the baggage. Okay. Now, we make all of our base blends in a Robusto, a Toro, and a 6x60, and they read MSRP. You know, different states vary based on the tobacco taxes, but the MSRP is $750, $850, and $950. And then every year we've come out with a blend since we started. We made somebody's top 25 list every year since 2012. And because of the popularity of the Amadeus Connecticut, retailers around the country were saying, well, where are you going to go with the Recluse Amadeus after this? And so that would take us from here. If we could walk around, I'll show you.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the Amadeus Habano Reserva.
Yes, because of the popularity of the Amadeus Connecticut box press that I was talking about, we kind of got in a situation where retailers were saying, well, where are you going to go next with the Amadeus? So we came out last year at the IPCPR with the Amadeus Habano Reserva, which has a grade A Ecuadorian Habano wrapper on it. Now, what that means is every year the farmers, they grade their leaf A through F, and that's how they price it. And A is considered perfect and without flaw. So we do the Ecuadorian Grade A Habano and a Robusto Toro and a 6x60, and then we release the Lancero in that and the Connecticut here at the IPCPR 2016. And this has been a very big hit for us during this show. Now, within 7 months of coming out with that at IPCPR in New Orleans last year, we got number one cigar of the year. And this organization has been picking number one cigar of the year since 1992, and they don't get a number two or a number three. It's either you win it or you don't. So it was between us, Perdomo, Avo, Camacho, and Tatuaje, and we were extremely honored to be the number one cigar of the year, and it's done a lot for our business.
That's awesome. That's great. So tell us a little bit more about this blend.
Okay, the blend of the Amadeus Habano Reserva, like I said, you have an Ecuadorian Grade A wrapper, and then we use a San Andreas Maduro binder. That's a departure from what we've done with our other cigars. Most of our other cigars we use a Sumatra binder because we like the burn quality and the flavor of it. On this one we use a San Andreas Maduro, and then underneath that we use Dominican Ligero, which is top leaf of the tobacco plant. Let's say you got a 9 foot tall tobacco plant. The top 3 feet are the Ligero leaves. That's what gets all the sun, the wind, and the rain. That's the most full flavored, most resilient leaf. And then underneath that you have the Viso, the next 3 feet, and then the Seiko on the bottom. So we use Dominican Ligero, Viso, and Seiko, and then we use a little bit of Pennsylvania broadleaf, just a percentage in there. And what that is, that's like plugging an electric guitar into an amplifier, you know? It really brings the music out of the cigar. And so we're very proud of that. We've made some big accomplishments with this brand, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. I feel like we've taken all that knowledge, like I said, that I had gotten over my 22, 23 years, and built a better cigar that we feel will run laps around most other cigars out there. And there are some really great cigars on the market today.
Absolutely. No, this is a great blend. I haven't had a chance to smoke this one yet, but I've heard really good things. We've got a lot more to talk about over on the other side, so we'll be right over here. All right, so we're keeping John moving now. We're on the other side of the booth. So we've got the Draconian. That's a cigar that I love, personally. That was, when you were talking about top 10 lists, that was in my top 10 list, I think. Wasn't last year, it was the year before,
2013,
I believe. Fantastic cigar. And there's a whole bunch of new stuff in here that we need to talk about, so let us know about it.
Yeah, what we decided to do because of the whole regulations and stuff with the FDA stuff, we had a lot of blends in mind from the very beginning of where we were going to go with the Recluse, the Amadeus, the OTG, the Draconian, and we had all of these projects scheduled that we were going to do over the next 15 years. Because of the regulations and things like that and the deadlines and all that, we decided, you know what, we've already got these blends, we've already got our ideas, we've already got our concepts, let's go ahead and get it out and push it out at the show and release it here at IPCPR 2016 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, rolling the dice. So what we did was we took the popularity of the Amadeus and we came out with the Amadeus Los Cabos, which is the Amadeus Habano blend with the San Andreas Maduro wrapper, but then we also use the San Andreas Maduro wrapper. So it has a double San Andreas Maduro in it, okay? And then we came out with a Corojo Reserva, which is Ecuadorian Grade A Corojo, and that's my new favorite blend, okay, is the Corojo Reserva. I love that cigar. I just wish we had more out at the show so I could smoke more of them myself. And then we came out with the Amadeus Ecuadorian Rosado over on the right. And again, what we did also is we expanded our size portfolio. Now, we've always had 14 sizes of the OTG. Usually we did 6 sizes of the other one, so we expanded that out to 14 sizes of all of our new offerings and all of our existing offerings. So you've got the 3 different Amadeus, and then you have OTG Connecticut, which a lot of people are excited about because we've had a cult following on the OTG since we first came out. And that was the blend, that Brazilian Maduro with the Cuvada wrapper, which is a special seed strain of Brazilian Maduro that's more flavorful than a regular Brazilian and smoother. We hung our hat on that. When we first came out with our first release, it was the OTG. And so even today, my partner in the factory, J.R. Dominguez, that's his favorite blend today. And you'll see him smoking that on a regular basis. No matter what we come out with, he still loves that OTG. So we came out with an OTG Connecticut, and we're doing the OTG Dominican Puro. Now, this is the project that I'm the proudest of, because I wanted to test my blending ability. You know, we've come out with some amazing blends, JR and I, but I wanted to figure out a way to get a cigar that's a Dominican Puro that is smooth, not tangy or anything like that, not bitter in any way, but just has Dominican leaf in it that's fermented for 2 years, that's just like a scenic ride through the countryside without a car crash at the end of your destination. And I believe we've accomplished that with the OTG Dominican Puro. And then we brought out the OTG Habano, which is Dominican Ligero, Viso en Seco, Sumatra Binder, and Ecuadorian Grade A Habano wrapper. And then on our Draconian line, which you said that you like, and when you guys did that, we actually made two top 25 cigar lists of the year, that year that we came out with that Draconian. And I created that blend to smash the perception that a cigar needs to say Cuban on it. That's really, that was the most complex blend that we have made up to that date on that Draconian. And people still come up and they're like, hey, you got any Draconians? You got any Draconians? I'll be traveling with my reps. They're like, you got any Draconians in the car? I'm like, let me see what I can do, you know? So we came out with the Draconian Connecticut, Draconian Corojo, and Draconian Habano, okay? And so that's our releases for IPCPR 2016 in Las Vegas.
That's it?
That's it, man. You know, we're just, you know, it's just a little bit, not too much. You know, we don't want to make a big statement or anything, you know, but sometimes you got to pee on your fire hydrant, you know? So that's what we're doing.
Man, you guys have been busy. Yeah. Everything looks great. Packaging is always great. I always love the packaging.
We do that packaging that way. We use a lot of 3D holographic and stuff. What I learned based on my years on the road is that you can't expect the salespeople in the store or the managers or the owners to go in the humidor with the end consumer and recommend your product every single time they go in the humidor. So what we do is we develop our products so that it's like drawing mosquitoes to a bug light. Okay, when you walk in the humidor, you could be walking in that humidor and you're going to see that recluse because it's going to be changing colors as you walk past it. And then what we want is we want the cigar to make you want to come back and get zapped again. Okay, so that's why the reason why we do our presentation that way.
Awesome. No, it looks great. Everything looks great. It sounds like you got some great blends, a lot of stuff to look forward to. And you gave me a lot of energy. I feel better now. I was dragging a little bit this morning, but Scott, you pumped me up.
Like I said, that's that five-hour energy black, man.
I'm telling you, you pumped me up. Well, I appreciate it, Scott.
I'd like to thank Cigar Federation, man. You guys are awesome, and thank you for everything that you're doing for the industry. It's real important, especially to guys like me.
Great. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Hey, guys, thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.